Hello, what's going on? What's going on? Sorry about that. If you were trying to get me on the other one that we set up, the other live stream event that we set up, sorry, for some reason it didn't go through. The start broadcast button will not show up, so we have to create another one. But hey, welcome here. If you're brand new here, welcome to my channel. My name is Ola, and you're on part 7 of our 7 series. So if you haven't seen chapter 1 through 6, make sure you watch of this series, which is about wholesaling and learning wholesaling from scratch to where we are right now. And this particular title here is how to get started with just less than $300, wholesaling real estate 101, wholesale real estate 101. We covered quite a bit over the past several days, several videos going through each one of this of this parts, and we go from my story to how I got started, how to find the deals, how to what to do with the deals, what's the definition of wholesaling, which simply means is the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties. And you really, and why you should not complicate it more than that. The truth of the matter is that this is a journey, okay? And this journey is going to take you on a wild ride, but it's a lot of fun. It's just like a roller coaster, okay? But it's a lot of fun. Plus, it's very, very rewarding, okay? So we're talking about making $10,000 per month or more, depending on how fast you want to scale it. Before I move forward here, when I mention money, there's no guarantees, okay? Simply because the biggest variables in all of this is you. And it depends on what you do with the information that I give you. My job here is to share my story with you, share exactly how I do this business with you. And it's completely up to you what you do with the information. As a matter of fact, my job is to break it down to pieces, make it extremely simple for you to understand. But the simple fact of the matter is that you can Google this information anywhere around the internet, and you can find more information about real estate wholesale as a marketing strategy, as a real estate investing strategy. So don't come to me with, is it a scam or is it not a scam? All that. I don't answer such questions because we live in 2019 and beyond, and you have no excuse to call anything a scam because there's more than enough information for you to make a well-informed decision on what you want to do with the information that I share with you. Real estate wholesaling is a very simple concept. We buy low so we can sell high to make profit. So people that are buying low to sell high, they get very, very busy with rehab because sometimes, many times, they have to add some value to the property, the subject property, and they're very busy with that. So if you can help them find their next deal, they pay you for helping them find the next deal. That's what real estate wholesaling is. Now, the technicalities, the legalities, all of that stuff are extra stuff that you pick up more information and more information along the way. This video is about how to get started. The number one question, hands down, that I get the most, okay? This channel right here, this particular YouTube channel has about 580 plus, okay, of videos on the same topic, okay? So, and one of the major questions, number one question that I get all the time is like, I don't know where to get started. I don't know how to get started. I don't know what to do to get started, okay? And that's the question that I want to answer in today's video, okay? Before I move forward, don't forget to subscribe to this channel because even though I'm finishing this series on this video, I will continue to show up here as much as I can, ideally on a daily basis at around 12 noon, 1 p.m. And basically make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell right next to the subscribe button. That way you're notified every time I get on. You can be notified on your phone anytime I get on, and you can watch me live, you can participate, and if you just like to watch and sit back, that's okay, that's absolutely fine as well too. Before I move forward, this book is available for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. It's a 300 pages book, right? You can also get it like this, like a paper, if you prefer this. If you like to mark papers and stuff like that, you can find it at Amazon.com. You can also find it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. The audiobook is also available. It's also available in Kindle if you prefer that. If you don't mind the PDF version, you can get that for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. The other thing I want to mention here is that everything I'm going to share with you here, you can follow step by step and watch with the training that we put in our mastermind, which is at threepillarsystem.com. Okay, we follow a three-pillar system, which I explain that in details and why each one of those pillars stand as the stand. I explain that in details on chapter 6. So make sure you watch that. If you haven't watched that, I personally would suggest that you watch it over and over until you make sure that you can teach this. If you cannot teach this, you need to keep watching this video until you can teach this. Does that make sense? All right, great. So that's basically what I wanted to make sure I cover before we get into the details of how to get started for less than $300. The first question I want to answer is, do you need money or not? You know, many of you came here because somebody sold you on the idea that you can invest in real estate without investing money, and that becomes like a conflict in people's mind. But you said we didn't need any money. Yeah, you're right, okay? Because naturally, ideally, if you want to invest in real estate, you're going to have some money to invest into real estate. You need, if you're going to invest here in central New Jersey, you need $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 to buy that house cash, ideally, okay? But because of this creative solution that we have here for people who want to make money from real estate investing, you do not need that $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 money. You don't. The other option, ideally, in an ideal world, in the conventional world, either you have the cash or you have some kind of credit, okay? You gotta have good credit ratings, good credit score at the bank so that the bank can look at your financial behavior and say, you know what, we're willing to give you $400,000, okay? So if you wanted to buy a house like this, conventionally, we call it conventional loans, for every $100,000 you want to borrow from the bank to purchase a property, you need $20,000 to $25,000. That's 20% to 25% of the total purchase price of the real estate, right? That's conventional, right? But with real estate wholesaling, you don't need that to make money. So basically, you go into the into a property, right? The ARV, after repair value, right, is $200,000. You find a good deal and somebody is willing to sell you that property for $100,000, $100,000. And you're like, whoa, wow, that's a good deal, right? So conventionally, you will take $20,000, right, minimum, and you will go to the bank and say, hey, I've got $20,000. I got this property I need to purchase for $100,000. Actually, it's worth $200,000, but I'm going to put in some work. So not only do you come up with the down payment, you also come up with the repair cost. Let's say the property is going to cost you about $20,000, another additional $20,000 to repair the property. So you spend $40,000. The bank gives you $80,000. You're not in 80 plus 20 plus 20, right? Now you're in $120,000. You list the house back on the market with a fancy, fabulous agent, right? And they basically will charge you about 3% of what it costs to sell. They sold it for $200,000. What is 3% of $200,000? That would be $6,000. So you're in $126,000, right? Closing cost is typically between 3% to 5%, 2% to 5%, right, of the whole deal. So that's another additional $10,000, right? So you're in $136,000. They sold the property. Now you just made $64,000. You get everybody paid, the bank, you give them the $80,000. You already spent $20,000 here. You spent $20,000 down payment. So you had like $20,000 equity. You get all those money back, get people paid, and you make $64,000 profit, net profit. That's conventional real estate investing, right? But hey, with real estate wholesaling, we've presented over the last 6 chapters that, you know what, I want to do deals like that all day long. I don't have the time and the resources to be finding all the deals that are available, because the more I can find, the better, right? And I say, you go out there and find those properties. Finding those properties, right, is your job as a real estate wholesaler, right? You don't have to invest the repair, right, the $20,000. You don't have to invest in the down payment for $20,000, right? You don't have to invest in, you don't have to have credit, because if you're going to take $80,000 from the bank, they need to see that you have a good credit score. We don't care about that, okay? Just find a deal and we bring all the money to the table. So it is still true that you don't have to have money and you don't have to have any kind of credit. And you don't have to have experience, because I will train you if you simply watch these videos from chapter 1 to 7, you've learned everything there is to know about this game. The rest of it is the experience that you gain, that you acquire as you continue to practice what I'm going to, the steps I'm going to share with you here in a second, right? That's really all you have to do. You do it over and over and over, you become an expert, because repetition is the mother of perfection, right? That's how you become perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. You just get better and better, and if you can just engage in that process, you become better than an average human being, and now you're able to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. And what do you think happens to your credit? If you had a bad credit and you're making $20,000, $30,000, I'll tell you what happened to my credit. Well, Chase decided to send me $10,000 worth of credit card, because they saw the money I was depositing in my account. And that's one of the mistakes that I see people make in this, in general, in America, and in a civilized world. They have a good credit score, but then they don't worry about income. So they now go broke. When they go broke, they pounce back on the credit, and then they destroy the credit. Let me tell you something. The king of credit is income. If you learn how to create income, your credit by default will follow through. We basically follow that same pace, okay? But if you don't create income, even if you have great credit, you will destroy that credit, because you have a livelihood that you must fund, that you must kind of like, you have to basically sponsor that livelihood. And you will end up using credit to sponsor that livelihood, and then you can't pay back because you don't have income, and you destroy it. That's why I tell people that I don't care what angle you come into real estate, you must have real estate wholesaling as part of the tools, because it creates income that would normally not be there, okay? And no, you don't have to fix or buy the properties you find. There are tons of investors that are willing to take those properties from your hands if you know how to find good deals, which we cover how to do that in the previous chapters. How do you find good deals? What is a good deal? What does that mean? Specifically, what are the numbers? What is the after repair value? What is, how do you find repair estimate? How do you find the actual after repair value of a property based on 6 months of window of actual data without doing any kind of guess game? The tools that are available are ridiculous in this digital age that you can use to create these types of income. And that's basically what we covered over the past few chapters. So I wanted to let you know that, yes, you still don't need your money. You don't need credit, right? However, finding deeply discounted properties, if you want to use the three pillars, you don't have to use three pillars, okay? You could just go start knocking on doors and say, hey, are you willing to sell me your house for $50,000, even though it's worth $100,000? You could start doing that if you want to do that, okay? You can start doing that. It's completely up to you, right? Hopefully, you'll still be in the game long enough to create a deal, okay? But in this digital age, chances that that's going to happen is slim to almost none, because the world is moving a whole lot faster than that kind of process. You can drive for dollars too if you want. I personally think that that's a very slow process, considering the amount of data that's available for you right here on this phone. If you just simply say, you know what? This is not a hobby. This is a real business. I find deeply discounted properties. Every time I find a deeply discounted property for an investor, I make $10,000 or more. Even if I made $1,000, what if it cost me $300 to create that $1,000? Would you do it over and over and over again? So where's the $300 going? Hey, wait, you said I wasn't going to invest any money. Why are we asking for $300? Here's the thing. I'm not asking you for $300, okay? Here's the bottom line. That profession of real estate wholesaling is actually marketing. Like I said in the previous chapter, it was never really about houses. It was about serving people. It was about marketing. It was like getting very, very good at the skills of marketing. That's what you're doing. You're targeting people, basically prospecting for people that are willing to sell their property at a discount for life events that basically happen in their life, and they have to get rid of the property. You're basically serving them, helping them get rid of the property, and handing that over to an investor willing to pay for it. The investor pay you for helping them find a deal. Does that make sense? So that's what this is about. So basically, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you the different things that you're going to be spending the money on, right? We already spoke about the three pillars and the concept of three pillars. And these things kind of fit into that, okay? But right now, what I'm going to cover is basically the missing puzzle so far, okay? Once you have this in place, you can basically get started. You can get started, okay? So the number one thing that you need to get started, it costs you $10 a month here. Okay, and I mentioned that already, and that's the three-pillar system. But it's not really about a three-pillar system. It's about continuing education. Everything changes. Everything evolves, okay? And they're evolving faster than it's ever evolved before. Information changes. What's working now changes. 3 months from now, the information I'm sharing with you becomes obsolete. So because of that, I basically kept this crash course very generic. The concepts are evergreen, but I didn't really mention any tool names because there's another platform where we can mention tool names, the tools, and update you even if anything changes. The tools that we used yesterday is not what we use today. We don't use the flip phones any longer. If you have a flip phone, please let me know because I need to do you a favor and point you to where you can get a smartphone. We use smartphones these days, right? Your smartphones will typically have at least a Facebook app on it. We'll have like a YouTube app on it. You can watch YouTube videos on it in this time and age. So, and I'm talking just 5 years ago, it wasn't always like that. Just 5 years ago, there was quite a whole lot more people using flip phones. Okay, so things do change. So because of that, I kept this crash course very generic so you can understand the concept, because if we take this information and you apply it to 2050, it's the same concept. Okay, it's the same concept. So continuing education is the number one thing you need to invest in. Some people spend $40,000 investing in that. If you're here, you're lucky. You don't have to spend $40,000. All you have to do is spend $10 per month, and I will keep updating you on what's working in the game. And that's at threepillarsystem.com. Some people say you could just go to YouTube University. I beg to differ, okay? YouTube University, again, is so generic. People post content on here. I just did. It's a valuable piece of content. This 7 chapters right here is worth easily $100,000. Why? Because you're going to make $10,000 over and over. That's worth over $100,000, right? So the information is worth that much already, okay? But the truth of the matter is that it's only when you implement, okay? It's only when you implement. Also, YouTube is not my platform. I also benefit off of it, just like you benefit off of it. And they allow me to put out content because I'm producing, because I help them. YouTube does not create content. They create the platform. I give you content, you consume it, right? And here's the key of the game. The more I produce, the more money I make. Why? Because I'm building a brand at the same time. I'm building, you get to know who I am right now at the same time, right? So it completely makes sense. Now, continuing education, can it be YouTube University? Some people swear up and down that it was YouTube University. What I tell you is that if you care about your time, if your time is any valuable for you, then you can't really just say it's YouTube. You can learn a lot. You can pick up a lot of tips on YouTube. Don't get me wrong. You can actually close your first, second, 3, 4, 5, 10 deals watching YouTube. I just think that you're going to be missing out on a lot of information if you just depend on that, especially considering that the return on investment on actual continuing education is infinity. If you're paying $10 per month, it's infinity. And it's not just education, it's continuing education. You have to have a platform, a mentor, somebody you can ask questions from, and you're actually taking action where you can basically learn from your actions over time too, because experience at the end of the day is experience is the key teacher in all of this. Okay. And that's how I learned. That's how I'm able to talk like this. That's why you can wake me up in my dream and I can, that's why I said, hey, keep listening, keep watching over it, because it becomes a second nature for you. Why? Because it's the repetition aspect of it. That's why experience works. It's the repetition factor in it. Does that make sense? All right. So the second thing, so $10, so that's $10 per month. You could get started. $10 a month, you have ongoing continuing education, or you have a part of a mastermind, you have the mentorship you need, you can ask any questions you have access to some documents, you have access to the tools, the same tools that I use, because on this video, I'm not going to tell you the tools that I use because I want this video to be evergreen. The tools that I use may change tomorrow for reasons that I don't even know right now, because again, everything evolves, okay? So the phone dialer that I use, speaking of phone dialer, let's go to step number two. The second thing you're gonna need to invest in is the auto dialer, okay? It's called the auto dialer. Some people will say, you know what? I just wanna get 1,000 piece of names and start calling them like this. Well, then you're missing the second part, the second pillar of the three-pillar system. This game is about speed. Success loves speed. If you can do this fast, first of all, you will have momentum. It'll be exciting and you will stick around a lot longer. If you do this in any way that it's not exciting and it gets tiring, basically what's going to happen is that you're going to frustrate yourself out of the business because it's too slow. There's no excitement. But when you have an auto dialer that's calling, like that's calling 100 people in any given hour, because your hands off, all you have is this. I'm using the same one that I use right now, okay? All my agents use the same one right here, okay? So, by the way, you can invest in this. This is only $25. It's called Logitech. You can invest this on BestBuy.com or Amazon.com. And you just leave this on. You're on your computer. You start the auto dialer. It starts calling people. You're going to need to invest in that. It costs about $100 per month. Okay. So, again, that's $110 now, right? We're talking about how to get started for less than $300. Okay. So, but we also talk about the $25. You pay for this once, that's it. You only pay for it once. But the auto dialers, most auto dialers are going to be around $100 per month. And there are some auto dialers that you can purchase that will allow you to call three people at the same time, and it automatically drops voicemail for you. So you can pre-record a voicemail that says something like this: "Hey, this is Ola. I'm just interested in your property, and I wanted to know if you're open to selling your property right now. If you're open to selling your property right now, please call me back at 732-555-5555. You can also text me if you want to." And basically, you record that once, but the system, for every line that does not pick up, the system will automatically drop that voicemail. And when it drops that voicemail, it's another piece of marketing out there that anyone can return a call to you and basically hand over a house to you that wasn't going to be handed over to you. And all of that is automated. All of that is done on the back end. You recorded it once, but the system knows when there's a beep and when there's to drop that voicemail, right? And then also, the only time you talk to people is when actual people comes on the line and there's a beep that actually happens in your ears. You can hear that somebody's about to get online. It's a hello. Yes, hi. And you can see on your screen the person that just picked up. Okay, it's automated. You set it up. It's very simple. If you know how to use a smartphone, you can set it up. Okay, so don't come back to me and say, "I'm not really technical." No, you're lying. Maybe you're not intentionally lying, but every one of us are technical in 2019, at least enough to be able to set this up and do it. Not only that, the platforms that sell these things, they have support. They have technical support. They can give you more than enough recording tutorials on how to set these things up. So don't give yourself an out or an excuse to exit out of the game before you get started. We're all technical. If you use a smartphone, you're technical. If you don't have a smartphone, you don't have a personal one, you've never used one, you're right. You probably should not be watching this video either. And you probably wouldn't be watching this video either, okay? So just wanted to note that. The third thing, so that was $100. So plus the continuing education that we have here, three-pillar system, if you want to take ours, there's no $10 per month anywhere else. Everywhere else is $97 per month. And I paid $3,000 when I got started. And many of those other platforms are charging $197 per month right now to have such access. Would mine be at $10 forever? No, it won't. Okay. It just happened to be $10 at the point of this publishing this video right now. Okay. All right. So let's see. The next thing that you need is, we call it data. Okay. As a matter of fact, chapter 3 of this book, the free book that I recommended to you earlier, the book that I authored, okay, is called The Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You can find it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. The chapter 3 of it is about data collection. What is data in this sense, right? The third pillar is people. No people, no business, okay? You can have all the houses. You could go around driving for dollars and write down all the addresses in the world, right? But you need people. You need the actual people in control of this property. The people that are the decision maker behind these properties are the people that this old game is about. These are the people you're solving their problems. They have a house they need to get rid of. It wasn't about the house. It's about the problem that the house brings to their life, and you helping them get rid of it is why you make money. So because of that, you need people. So in industry terms, in this business, we call that data, because it's actually the contact information of these people that you really need. That's what you need. The contact information of these people. It comes in the form of a phone number, We don't really pay attention much to email address, but you can play with it. You can test it. Email address and other contact information, but more importantly, phone number and the actual home address of these people. These things are public records. When people own properties in United States of America, I don't know about any other third world country, in United States of America, when people own properties, it's public records. The property information is mostly public records. 70, 80% of the properties and more is public records, okay? So basically you have access to that information, but their private phone number, sometimes you don't have access to that. And we use a process called Keep Tracing to find those phone numbers. Again, that service is very cheap, as low as 20 cents, 30 cents for each record you find. And all you have to do is put them in your auto dialer, and the auto dialer will dial on, and you basically talk to people and say, hey, are you open to selling your property right now? And you just don't do that over and over until somebody says, yeah, because I've been in Florida for a while and in New Jersey, I don't know. I just don't have the time. I'm retired and I don't have the time to be catering to the landlord, to be a landlord. Because there's a difference between being a landlord and being an investor. And most landlords are tired landlords. And there's ways that we covered in previous chapters on how to target the people that are most likely going to be willing to sell their property at this point in time. Again, back to what we're talking about. How did you get access to these people in the first place? Data. It started with the data, which is basically a phone number or a property address. The property address, you can mail them. If you have a handsome budget that you know will always be there every month, let's say you are the son of a rich person somewhere, and you know you can basically come up with $2,000 every single month to mail all these records, then you can do that over and over. You close your first $10,000 deal, the next 5 months is paid for, and you don't have to worry about paying for it anymore. And then you close more deals, and now you're making money. You can do it that way if you have money. If you don't have a lot of money, I suggest using getting started with less than $300. I just suggested $10 for continuing education, $100 for an auto dialer that basically lives on your on the web, in the internet, okay? And then the third thing is data, okay? So for you to have access to data, that's going to cost you about somewhere between $50 and $140 per month. It depends on quite a few variables. If you come in into three pillars, we'll show you exactly how we do it. So $140, $100, $10, you're looking at $250 per month. You're up and running this operation. $250, if that's all you're paying, your overhead cost, and you're making $10,000 potentially for closing at least one deal per month. What is that return on investment? Let's do the math. I'm actually going to do the math right now. You invested $250 on an ideal month, right? $250, right? $250, and you made $10,000. Let's say you made $5,000. It's a bad month. You made $5,000, right? $5,000 minus $250, that's $4,750,000 in profit. Divide that by the original investment, that's $250, right? In any given month. We're not doing ROI annual, which is standard, just monthly, okay? Divide that by 250, that's 19. Multiply that by 100%, that's 1,900% return on your investment in any given month, okay? Let's do it on an annual basis. I mean, annual basis is basically when you put money in the savings account. So if you have $250 laying around every month, right, that you could do something better with, this is it right now, okay? So $250, let's do it on an annual basis, which is standard, right? $250, right? Multiply that by 12, right? You have $3,000 that you invested in that given year. Yeah, it adds up. But now I'm going to help you so you can be making that money back 1,900 exponential over, right? So $3,000. How much is $10,000 per month, $5,000 per month, and you're making that for 12 months in a year, right? Let's say 5,000 multiplied by 12 months, right? 5,000. Multiply by 12, right? We're dealing with $60,000 annually, right? And we invested what, $3,000? Okay, so $60,000, right? Minus $3,000. The profit is $57,000. Divide that by the initial investment across the year, $3,000, right? $3,000, right? That's still 19. So 1,900% return on investment either way. Either way you want to shape it. There may be other factors I didn't consider. That's everything else being equal, but you can't put your money in the bank and it's going to bring back 1,900% return on investment. Doesn't happen. That means you double your money 19 times in that given year. That's what real estate wholesaling can do for you. That's why it's a very, very lucrative system. So what I've done here is basically I put together a platform that we can create a community and we can help each other. That's really what this is about, because at the end of the day, yes, watch this video over and over until you feel like you can teach this topic. You can Google some other information across the internet, but there's something you're not going to find across there. That's a community. That's a mentor who has done it before, over and over. Okay? So we're trying to create a community. And let me be clear about something. For every 100 people that see this information, probably 5 or less, right, we actually take action that will create results. Okay, why? Because sometimes we get addicted to our way of life, and sometimes if a little bit of work is involved, we'd rather go pay $100,000 to NJIT only to do the same thing for the next 5 years and then end up with $50,000 per year annual income. That's just because the system told us that's what works, right? But you know better, because you can Google this information, and some of the best kids in the world that are making 6-figure per year from data science these days, they didn't go to NJIT. I went to NJIT and I had a $60,000 loan, okay, that I took out with a master's degree. And I'm telling you right now, it's just not the best use of my time. The only other side to that is that there are internal reasons that I can say I benefited from that. Okay, that I benefited from going through NJIT for 5 years. NJIT is a university here in it's a college here in New Jersey. It's part of Rutgers collaboration thing here in New Jersey. That's what I went with. That's where I got an engineering degree, a master's degree in engineering management. Okay, and a first degree in computer engineering. But the truth of the matter is that, as far as directly, that didn't serve me. Indirectly, it served me over the years, and I can't front about that. What I'm telling you is that some of the best data engineers in the world, which is the biggest thing right now when it comes to IT, they went to school like this, okay? They basically invested in $10 per month schools, and you know, there are many of them on the internet these days, and they learn the skills and just practice in their home there, and they started with internship with a company, and now today they are making multiple six figures per year. Very, very young kids, and they are kids that went through the regular traditional school, and after that, because they didn't have any experience, nobody really want to work with them. You know, life is unfair like that. So I'm telling you that this information right here that's in your hands, everything I've said so far made sense to you, and you know it. And if anything I've said so far made any kind of sense to you, please make sure you give me at least one thumbs up, okay? You just make sure you smash that thumbs up, make sure it lights blue, and make sure you do that for me, because at least I can help much more and more people. So even if you're not ready, you have to be ready internally to take advantage of this. And the idea is to take advantage of it, because this information is here for you for as long as real estate is something that we all pay for. You either pay for it by way of rent, or you pay for it by way of purchasing it to live in it, or you can do what I do, which is basically we help investors find houses to fix and to put it back on the market and make boatloads of money, millions of dollars every single year, okay? And you can do that over and over and over again. And the catch here, some people, what's the catch? There must be some kind of catch. The catch here is it's going to take a little bit of effort on your end. The information is right here. You can watch this video for free over and over again. And you can come back here and hang out with me at noon every day. I'm going to be answering questions. I do mostly Q&As. You will have questions as time goes on. I do question and answers here on this channel every single day, 5 days a week. Sometimes I skip Friday, depends on how I feel, because I can. But I'm excited about this, and I get a kick from doing this, okay? Because this is a fun thing for me that I've been talking about this, marketing, wholesaling, real estate, for 13 years, since 2005. So I'm excited about this. And if you want to join me on the inside3pillarsystem.com, it's $10 per month, okay? And you can start taking action. You can get started and have all the tools you need and get going and just start pounding. You can start making $10,000 per month, $20,000, and you can scale this business if you want. If you start at some point, let me give you a little nice tip to hand with this, okay? You can have people doing the callings for you. That way you only talk to people that are pre-qualified and ready to sell right now. Well, that's what I do. That's what I do. My brother, who's my partner here, and you can do the same thing too. And it's a matter of just seeing the vision and following through. All right. So this book is available for free. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. That's where you go to grab it for free. It's available also in paperback, Kindle, audiobook, and you can get that on Amazon.com as well too, if you prefer that. And don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to smash that like button and share this video with people you know may really enjoy this content. It's a $1 million worth of content right here, and you can take advantage of it and you can share it with people you know. Share with your spouse who may be like, you know, you need to listen to this guy. Okay, there's a lot of people that end up working with me because they say you need to listen to this guy, you know. But it's extremely valuable information. And if you want to join us on Inside on the Mastermind, you can see the links in the description area. It's pillarsystem.com. That's P-I-L-L-A-R system.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Thank you for hanging out with me throughout the series, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.